share their personal experiences in their walk with the Lord with us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. For example, we have a woman of God named Fanny Crosby. And she was a young girl who just after 4 weeks of being born, listen to this, she became permanently blind just after 4 weeks of birth. And she grew up in a Christian home, and she determined to not let her blindness be the story of her life. So she went on to write 9,000 hymns that we sing today, many becoming very popular, such as Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. She even went on to pen, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. And also, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. If you would ask her, how is it that you were able to write these songs seeing that you were blind? She would tell you a scripture, Philippians 4:13, that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This morning, I want to talk also about another songbook. And this songbook is the greatest of all time. This songbook has transcended time so much that parts of this book were used as a hymnal in the worship services of ancient Israel over 3,000 years ago. Well, listen to this. We still use this songbook in our church today. Isn't God amazing? I'm talking about the book of Psalms. The word psalm comes from a Hebrew word, tehillah, which means a song sung to the accompaniment of a musical instrument unto the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. And even when we look through the word, through the Psalms, we see another Hebrew word called selah. S-E-L-A-H. Anyone ever see that word before?
Yes.
And it appears constantly throughout the Psalms.
Yes.
And this word means pause. Everyone say pause.
Pause.
It was used when the ancient worship team would pause before going to the next verse of the song. Or they would even pause so that there would be a shift of musicians. They might bring an extra musician in, or they might even just switch in the midst to give someone a break. Amen, somebody. So sometimes there would just be a selah just in the midst of a song, just to take a moment to give God praise. Now, I don't know if there's anyone that's even in the midst of this sermon that's going on right now that would just like to take a selah and just give God a praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we just got to take a pause and give God a mighty praise. One person said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Just have been able to tell them, sometimes you just got to take a selah. I don't know if you've ever been at home and been just mopping or sweeping the house, and you just have to take a moment and give God a praise. I don't know if you've ever been in your workplace and you just began to think about the goodness of Jesus, and you had to take a pause and just give God a praise. I don't know if you've ever been on your car and it was just driving down the road and you just had to take a moment to give God praise. Tell somebody, I'm thankful for a selah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We got to take the time out to give God praise. Hallelujah. So the book of Psalms is a collection of prayers, poems, and hymns that focus the worshiper's thoughts on God. In Lord, but with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.